students who are entering journalism today, this is all for them now. Do you have some advice for them about writing and all that?
Well, my advice would be to be, first of all, a good writer, because to be a good communicator, you have to have something to communicate, and that starts with getting something down on paper, writing, and those skills related to that. Beyond that, I don't know of any technical education that I can recommend, because I don't know where the technology is leading. But I would advise anyone who's going into it to learn all of the skills of the show business side of journalism, how to speak on a platform, how to perform on television, and how to address a group of people, because it has now become show business. There's a show business aspect to it that is more important than some guy like me sitting down on a typewriter and batting out a story and putting it on the wire.
Because journalists are being called upon to speak publicly rather than just let them be behind the dark room and writing, is what you're saying.
That's right. In order to be a good Washington correspondent, say you've got a job like David Broder, the distinguished political writer for the Washington Post, he's had to learn in his old age almost how to appear on television and handle all those things, and he does very well at it. I'm just mentioning him as an example.
Some of us is the same, though. These students would go to a small-town newspapers and work as you did.
The small-town newspapers are not doing as badly as the big ones, but I hope that the opportunity is still open. Nearly 75 in that range of the journalism students at OU are now enrolled in the public relations or related studies. What we used to call news and editorial is a minority there now. That tells you that they think there's more opportunity in journalism broadly defined, including public relations, than they do someone who just goes and covers stories.
Is money driving that?
Money, but just success in general. If you're going to go into something, you want to be good at it and succeed at it. But money is an important part of it, sure.
But there's more opportunity today to be a writer than there was back when you were, because on the internet, they're writing on websites, they're writing on blogs. A lot of people are writing where they probably wouldn't be writing maybe for a newspaper.
That's true, but if you're going to succeed in that, if you're going to be competing in the blog world, you really got a lot of competition. You're going to have to be very good at it.
Right, but even newspapers like the Tulsa World will have writers for print, and right. Then there are writers for online. Right. So that online category has opened up for writers to come along right. And continue to hone their skills.
There's a lot of writers, successful people today, who go out and may write a column or a story for a newspaper and then turn around and do a regular TV appearance. You see that all the time. That's what I would tell journalists of the future, that they need to learn those things.
Yeah.